I welcome you to this moment around God's Word and prayer today. All this week we've been talking about a major development in the history of Israel when they insisted before God that they have their own king so they can be like other nations of the world. Some of you attend Central have heard me say that I worry that in the church we often hear a lot about commitment, but we don't hear much about surrender. And the problem is the fruit of commitment can be burnout, but the fruit of surrender is always God-empowered obedience. And it's very different than just striving harder, being busier than you used to be, just making more and more commitments in hopes to have some kind of self-made spirituality or make God happy. The radically different way, the gospel way of living the Christian life, is we just surrender everything to the Lord. And then His Spirit comes. And then the fruit of that is obedience. Not what other people expect of us, but what God expects of us. And this really comes to become the central issue of the end of the rule of the first king of Israel, King Saul. Verse 10 says of 1 Samuel 15, "Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, 'I regret that I've made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions.'" And Samuel, of course, who had anointed him, and of course, Israel's sort of been blaming Samuel's parenting for why they want a king, because Samuel's sons didn't turn out. Samuel's angry, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. A lot of complicated things going on in this man of God's heart here. In verse 12, early in the morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul. But he was told, "Saul has gone down to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor," of all things. This Saul, tall, dark, and handsome, who started out a little insecure, he has let all of this go to his head about being a king and some of the victories even that the Lord's given him. So he builds a monument in his own honor, and now he's turned and gone down to Gilgal. And he had just, Saul had just won another battle. And so he was supposed to wait until Samuel came to offer a sacrifice to the Lord. And he was also not to spare the sacrificial animals, but to, in the conquest, to kill them. But instead he spares them and he keeps them to offer a sacrifice to the Lord himself. And Samuel arrives and everything's out of sync here. Saul's not doing what the Lord had told him to. He's taking things into his own hands. And Samuel replied, "Does not the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord?" Because Saul was trying to argue, "Look, I save these to offer. You know, I have good intentions. I want to make a sacrifice to the Lord." And he's saying, "Yeah, well, that's all fair and good, but you're not doing what the Lord asks you to do. And does the Lord delight in sacrifices as much as in obeying Him? For to obey is better than to sacrifice." What a statement. May it burn into our hearts today. To obey is better than sacrifice. I mean, we can put on all this good intention, religious activity. Sometimes we refuse to obey what we really know what the Lord wants us to do, and we fill our lives with all kinds of other things that we hope will impress Him. But to obey, just to do what God's saying to you, not doing a lot of other things, just to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, which was witchcraft, and arrogance is like the evil of idolatry. But because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has rejected you as king. You know, there's a counterfeit religious spirit that the powers of darkness want to replace true surrender for in our lives. There's this counterfeit religious spirit that just wants to placate God with good deeds, but we're not really surrendered to Him and putting obedience before anything we would do to please Him. It all starts with grace. We're forgiven. We please God because of the grace of Jesus and our standing there, and then we surrender our lives completely to Him, and we say that surrender involves ultimately the surrender of our will. My obedience, Lord, is more important than anything else. when you get that mixed up, when your commitments become more important than your surrender, you will burn out and you'll lose out with God. But when surrender begins, everything in your spiritual life, just receiving what Jesus has already done for you, then there's going to be the fruit of true obedience. My Father, we pray, what sobering words these are, so we pray for our hearts. We pray, God, that where there's still self-will and pride, God, you said it's like witchcraft. It just opens us up to the powers of darkness. My God, help us not to put religious activity ahead of just being surrendered to you and obeying you. I pray you'll cleanse our hearts wherever we've bargained with you. We really don't want to do what you want us to do. And so we fill in with all other kinds of good intentions to try to make up for it. Forgive us for that. Just help us to be truly surrendered. We give up trying to live our own lives our own way, and we ask you to come and make us new. And let the fruit of that just being obedience, just following you, not being under pressure to do what everybody around us expects, but just following you. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.